This episode of Breakthrough Success is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/im/breakthrough to receive 20% off your first 6 months. What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Roberti, the podcasting coach here, helping people launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts. And in life, there's just so many things that happen. And while it's important to grow your business, use podcasting, YouTube, whatever works for you, do all those different things, spend time with your family, in the busyness, it's possible for us to forget about some really important things we're supposed to be doing. So in this episode, we're going to share how you can address some of the unfinished business in your life. And that can mean like goals that you're supposed to pursue, dreams, people you're supposed to reach out to, because there are things that feel like, you know, we've got so many more years left to reach them, but we could lose sight and not reach them because one day it is too late for all of us. So today's guest is going to join us today. He works at a local hospice and offers coaching to help people with terminal illness so they can make the most of the rest of their lives. His work pioneers a unique approach covering everything needed to complement medical care. And this is from mindset shifts to household checklists to leaving the best possible legacy behind. So our guest who joins us for this episode is none other than Patrick Willis. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Oh, Mark, thank you so much. Thank you for the great intro. I'm really excited to be on the show. Thank you.
Patrick, I'm so happy to have you on the Breakthrough Success podcast. And I feel like this idea of having unfinished business, it's something that hits all of us very clearly because we don't really think about, you know, like the end. And I feel like if we think about that, we get a lot more intentional and we do clear up some of those things. So I'm wondering if you could share with us. I mean, some people, they'll think like, wow, like if you're a teen, like you feel like you have 70 years left, 80 years left, 10, 20, whatever it is, it's just like far out. So how can we become more conscious and aware that, you know, we don't live forever and get those unfinished things done now instead of it being too late?
It's tricky, isn't it, Mark? Because, I mean, most of us kind of think we're, you know, we're certainly in the Western world, we think we're immortal until we're not, till we realize that. And I tend to find that people fall into two categories. There's those people that have had to deal with somebody fairly close to them dying, whatever age they are, and had to face up to the reality of that. And those people that kind of haven't and have been able to sort of have the luxury of kind of breezing along. And for those people, it's certainly worthwhile stopping and taking a checkpoint. Because I usually find when people recognize the fact of their immortality, it not only do they are more ready to address some of the difficult questions they about what their life's about, but it gives them a fresh perspective onto what's really important for them.
Yeah, and I mean that is a really good point. I mean, again, I feel like so many people, they don't think about this stuff, and you just have to have that perspective. You just got to be conscious of the fact. For some people, though, I feel like they don't know what their unfinished things are. So I'm wondering if you could share with us, how can we figure out what our unfinished business is?
Okay. I mean, well, essentially, there's kind of four categories of stuff that everyone needs to think about, really everyone. I mean, certainly if you've got any kind of dependent, like a child, a partner, anybody that depends on you financially, emotionally, there's at least four things you've got to think about. And I'll briefly summarize them. We can explore them in more detail if you'd like. There's what you might call traditional estate planning, things like your finances, your will, your insurance, that kind of stuff. People are kind of more aware of that. Having said that, they're more aware, but over two-thirds of parents still haven't got a will. So then there's the practical stuff, like, you know, could your partner get into your mobile phone if you're incapacitated tomorrow, your passwords, you know, how the household runs, where the important documents are, where your digital assets are, and maybe you've got some, you know, gold coins under the mattress, maybe you've got some Bitcoin on the internet somewhere. So there's the estate stuff, there's the practical stuff. Then there's the personal planning, your sort of health and well-being and what matters to you, what's important to you. You know, everyone says, yeah, don't keep me on, you know, switch me off if I get turned into vegetable, but nobody writes it down. And then there's the other stuff, the last wishes, you know, what is the, especially as you do get older and you start to think more about people, you know, what do you want for a funeral? Who do you want to communicate with? So those are four things. But also there's the, in terms of unfinished business, there's things like, well, who do you need to forgive? Who do you want to say I'm sorry to? Who do you want to have that conversation with that you wish you'd had sooner? So there's that really personal stuff as well.
And I think for a lot of this stuff, like the finances, you just put that in spreadsheets, you create a Google Doc that your partner can access. Like there are ways to organize that stuff online with folders, or even if you want to do it the old fashioned way, which actually, even though I'm 21 and I'm the digital, I like the old fashioned way with papers and folders also.
Yeah, I like both, actually. I like both because that way you've got a physical copy or you've got a URL you can send someone to. It's nice to have both.
Good point. You could lose the paper. Yeah, mm-hmm. But I mean, that's definitely up to you. I think the important thing, though, is the personal stuff, because you could organize the finances once, set and forget, and you could do that for a lot of the stuff. But when it comes to like the personal stuff, like an apology or saying something very important to someone, which is what a lot of this boils down to, how can we get the courage to do that? Because for some of those situations, you got to have a lot of bravery to say the certain thing you want to say.
Wow, Mark, that is a really good question. And I think the answer depends on the person to a degree as well. The first step, though, I think as you said it, is if you actually recognize that's something you have to address, that's almost like half the battle. It's when people just always just push that away and it's easier not to think about it. But as soon as you start to think about it and you bring to mind what's important, that's the first step on the journey. That's definitely the first step. And then is that genuine perspective, which is how important is this to you? And so when something becomes important enough to us, and when we create a sense of urgency in ourselves that yes, yeah, I could die tomorrow, then it becomes easy to take the next step. But like a lot of things in the entrepreneur world, a lot of times it's just taking the next step, just taking the next baby step. It's not jumping in, but it's just taking some baby steps towards that goal. Eat that elephant one little bite at a time rather than trying to just rush in.
And I like that baby step approach. And it's great for any goal. Like for my clients, like whether it's launching a podcast, we do very baby step goals, like just coming up with a name, getting the artwork. Like for any goal that you do, if you just do the baby step approach, for in some cases, it could be just like writing the letter to someone, even if you don't want to send a letter, even if you just want to use it as a script, if you want to do a phone call, just doing those baby steps. But it is important for us to figure out what those steps are now. And when you do that deep dive, you'll figure out who it is you need to reach out to and some of the other important stuff you have to do. Because while we'd like to think we're going to live forever, we are immortal until we're proven wrong. And we're not ready for that part where we're proven wrong.
And that letter, you mentioned that you have a letter, and that's a really powerful one as well. Because again, it was whoever the person is, if they matter to you, if they're close to you, then be able to write something down about what they mean to you, even if you can't share it with them immediately, or the first step towards sharing it to them, is a really, really, really powerful step. So thank you for bringing that up.
And letters, I feel like we should be writing more letters. Email is such an easy way of communication, but like a letter is really next level when it comes to conversation. Like ideally be able to talk on the phone. Like this interview that's happening right now is like more dynamic than, you know, if I just emailed Patrick a bunch of questions, he emailed me a bunch of responses. But if you are able to write letters to people, that's going to really help you.
Yeah, no, it's a really good one. Then, of course, the important thing as well, particularly for people close to you, is having some difficult conversations with them if you need to have them. And again, I've actually got a great resource, which I probably should put out there as well, which is a question for you and your partner, if you're in a relationship, to have, which is, here's a bunch of questions, which if I got really sick, what would I want to happen? Just having a little checklist to go through those things and start the conversation. In fact, I did a new version of it, and I sat with my wife in the car the other week and we went through it. And we kind of got pretty close, about 9 out of 10 on each other's wishes, which was pretty good. But it's conversation starters like that can really help as well.
And one thing I want to point out in this episode of Breakthrough Success is we had another episode a while back, episode 401, about how we can get our money in a sense where if you do your service, but you don't get paid, how do you get that money? I'm bringing that up because this is one of those topics that people think, I don't want to write a will. I don't want to do all this stuff now. Let's wait until I get older. Let's wait until later. This is one of those episodes where I see a lot of people thinking that way, but this is super important to have all this stuff clear. So I just want to bring that up right now for all of you at home or in your cars or wherever you are listening to this to be thinking about. And one thing I do want to ask you, Patrick, also is, what do you believe are some of the habits that you've developed and have really gotten you to this point of success?
So for me, it's been a fairly recent journey. I was a corporate drone for years. You know, I just sort of finally got myself out of my comfort zone and went out on my own. And I think for me, like many entrepreneurs like me, it's getting really, really clear on what your mission in life is, what your why is, what your big why is. And then, like we just talked about, just taking baby steps towards that goal and just being consistent with that, being consistent, taking steps towards that goal. For me, that's been one of the biggest things to make it happen. Again, it's a huge difference being an entrepreneur rather than being in a job, isn't it? Because everything's on you. Everything's on you to make it happen. And you just have to then create the structure around yourself. So, okay, what's today's baby step? What's today's baby step? What's today's baby step? And just keep moving towards that. But again, for me, I floundered for a while until I knew this is what I was meant to do. And that just made a whole thing a lot easier.
Coming up on Breakthrough Success, we're going to talk about shattering the comfort zone and Patrick's advice for people who are trying to inch out of their jobs and embrace entrepreneurship. But first, we have the job a minute, and it starts with a question. Did you know that 28% of customers would be deterred from a small business if they were limited payment options? And it's true. When customers have more methods to pay with, the more likely they are to choose your business. It seems practical. But many small businesses do not consider this when managing their operations. The reality is your customers want to pay you for your products and services. And when you make it easy for them, they'll pay you faster. Jobber makes this a win-win situation possible with Jobber Payments, an easy-to-use tool that lets your customers pay immediately at the job site with their credit card or online when you send them an invoice. Your customer's credit card information is securely protected, allowing you to instantly charge them when the job is done. Visit getjobber.com/im/breakthrough to learn more about Jobber Payments, which, by the way, is included with your monthly subscription. And if you go through the link I mentioned earlier, you get a really awesome discount and trial coming your way. So definitely go to Jobber, do that link, see how they can help you grow your business. Anyway, let's go right back into the episode. And it is interesting you mentioned getting out of the comfort zone, because so far I've talked about the personal side, like writing that letter to someone, sending the phone call to someone, because those are things that if you're old and like you're at a position where you know you're not going to live much longer, that's something you can still do. But it is harder to start a business if you are in a very dire situation. And
yeah.
A key part, as Patrick mentioned, he got out of his comfort zone. And if you embrace that now, it's easier to live a life without regrets. So can you talk about how you were able to slowly inch your way out of the comfort zone? Some advice for people also, because I know a lot of people listening, like maybe they have a job right now, they're thinking about making that move, but they're not sure when. So can you share a little bit on that?
Yeah, I think being out of your comfort zone is a bit like a muscle you kind of develop. I've certainly found that as you stretch yourself a little bit, your comfort zone expands. And so I think one thing is exercising that muscle and continuing just to practice stuff that's just that little bit edgy for you, whatever that is. I was reading a therapist book the other day, which had this crazy idea in it that I have not yet brought myself to do. And yet, really, what's wrong with it? Can I tell you? It's a fun one. And it's you're on the subway, underground if you're in London, but subway if you're in the States. You're on the subway, and it's a busy subway. And your job is to As the train's pulling into the next station, you just shout, you announce in a loud voice the next station. And then you do that for several stops. And everyone will look at you and think you're strange. But guess what? You don't know anybody. They're going to ignore you. And then you just get off and go home and nobody will know. But how scary is that thought for many of us? But maybe that's a bit of an extreme example of an outside the comfort zone exercise. But there's things we can all do just to stretch that muscle of putting ourselves out there a little bit, where if we seriously look at the risk for us personally, it's very low. Clearly leaving a job can be quite a risky thing, but it's exercising that muscle so we can build up to that rather than just drop stuff and flounder. Is that a helpful answer?
Yeah, I mean, I like that perspective where, again, hit the baby steps. And even if it's just like doing something like when you were saying your subway example, I was thinking of a new media summit because we had to dance. There were a few dancing things. And I
Oh, we danced.
I did none of the dancing stuff in the February one, but I danced whenever I could in this one. And for anyone who doesn't know about my dancing, I'm not going to say it's terrible, but I'm all feet. Like when it comes to dancing,
I could not possibly comment. I mean, I was sat. You've no doubt picked up. I'm a British guy. I mean, but I was sat next to another Brit in the New Media Summit, and the first day I said, "You coming up to dance?" He was sat there, and I just went up and went crazy because I for many things I just that's well within my comfort zone now. But the second day, yep. He came up. He was up there. I said, "Ah, you're up." And it was like, yeah, you know, and it just, again, it's just taking those next little steps of stuff that take you out of your comfort zone. And for me, I think for starting a business, it's a lot of it is like that. And you'll look back in a year's time and go, I could never have done half of that stuff a year ago.
Yep. And I mean, dancing, shouting out the next station, like you may be thinking, what does this have to do with getting out of the comfort zone and me making a full-time income and me starting a business and me getting out of my job? And the reason it has everything to do with it, because the definition of having a business is getting out of the comfort zone. So that's really been the entire base of this episode, getting out of the comfort zone, sending the letter, making the phone call, getting your finances and stuff organized, and then like, you know, dancing and the station number. And you get out of the comfort zone enough times, like then, like in my case, the comfort zone for my group of people is partying Saturday night. But I've never been a part of that zone. I've like writing books, doing podcast episodes, a little more out of the comfort zone, especially in the beginning. Now, not so much, but the idea is that if you're comfortable with getting out of the comfort zone, you're comfortable with differentiating yourself. Like most of the people don't dance at New Media Summit. You got a ton of people who do though. And who's calling out the station at the subway as loud as they can? So you get out of the comfort zone like that, it'll be easy to get
Mark. Out of the ways. Should we challenge your listeners, see if there's somebody who's willing to do that and feedback to you, see if they'd be willing to do that?
Oh, that would be good. You know what? If you do something like that, if you like dance or if you do the station thing, I ideally get a video of that. But if not, just tell us in the Breakthrough Success Facebook group and I'll give you something. I don't know what I'll give yet because we're just coming up with this, but if you post that in the group and you add context, like I listened to you and Patrick Willis, here's my thing of me dancing, or here's my thing of me shouting out the station number, put that in the group, you'll get something.
I think, can I just say another thing, Mark, as well, that helps you get out the comfort zone a bit, is realizing that the stuff that goes on in your head, it's just a story your mind is telling you. It's not the truth. It's just a story, as your mind's interpretation about life. And you could choose your actions regardless of what your mind is telling you should or shouldn't or can't be doing. You choose your priorities and your values and act on them and ignore all that mental chat that's going on saying I can't or I won't or I shouldn't.
Yep. And I mean, you do that stuff, your mind's going to be a lot stronger. Your mind's, you're not going to get like, you know, because the mind could think negatively sometimes, you have doubt. But if you get out of the comfort zone, less of that's going to come. Speaking of getting out of the comfort zone, one of the things you could do to do that is continuing to listen to this podcast, obviously, but also continue to follow Patrick's work, because it's been really awesome having him on the show. And I'm wondering if you could share where are some of the places we could find you? I remember hearing something about a quiz, which we'll link to, but where are some places we can just follow you?
Your best place to find me online is on my website. It's unfinishedbusiness.life. That's unfinishedbusiness.life. And that homepage there will give you two or three things, and you can choose what you want to do from there. And there will be, I think, if you put a direct link to the quiz on, that would be great, Mark. But the website homepage will be perfectly good for people to start from. They'll find what they need from there. That's the best place to find me. So start there.
Oh, we'll definitely include those in the show notes. Also throw in a link if anyone wants to schedule a free strategy call, to see how they could start, grow, monetize a podcast or a YouTube channel, and how that could even get you a TEDx. So Patrick, thank you so much for coming on Breakthrough Success. It was such a pleasure having you on the show.
Oh, thank you, Mark. It's been brilliant. Thank you very much.
Patrick, once again, thank you so much for coming on Breakthrough Success. I think more people have to realize that life is something that we don't have forever, and we do have to look at some of that unfinished business and really be able to feel like we are fulfilled, we've accomplished all the things we've wanted to accomplish, and we have all those important details done. So that was what we talked about in this episode. Coming up next week, we're going to talk about a similar theme, the ability to live life to your fullest, the ability to have happiness, not just something that comes and goes based on different things that happen externally, but to build up that internal happiness. So that's going to be next episode. So if you like this episode, you're definitely going to love the episode coming afterwards. And if you have been loving a bunch of these episodes already, I'd greatly appreciate if you could take the time to leave a quick review, because the reviews really allow me to see what you guys like for Breakthrough Success. And also it helps the show a lot. So signing off, I want you guys to do is to dream big, achieve greatness, and unlock your potential today. This episode of Breakthrough Success was brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Start a free trial or sign up today to receive 20% off your first 6 months over at getjobber.com/im/breakthrough.